Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about gut bacteria. Now, this comes from Scientific American, March 2024, page 72. Babies' gut bacteria predict allergy risk. Now, that's a little bit of a misnomer there, because babies are born without any gut bacteria at all. And they accumulate it primarily from their parents, but also from other kids. So the type of gut bacteria you end up with, it will determine to a large degree what you're allergic to. Now, there's a show called South Park. On South Park, they had a show about gut bacteria, and they called it the spice from Dune. But it was so accurate, and that was years ago. They're getting into the prediction business a lot like The Simpsons is. So your gut bacteria that you get after you're born determine, at least largely, what you're allergic to. So you take somebody's gut bacteria that's not allergic to anything and is otherwise healthy, I mean mentally stable and all that other, and you take some of their gut bacteria, give it to your newborn, and it will colonize their intestines, and then the child is a lot less likely to become allergic to things. Now, you can do the same process at any stage in life. You take a lot of antibiotics, kill your gut bacteria you currently have, and take the gut bacteria from someone that's healthy, and put that in you, and then you end up not allergic, and other health benefits, more energy, etc. Because they have found gut bacteria controls a lot of your metabolic processes. It determines how fat you are. It determines how much exercise you get, etc., etc. Now, there are ways of getting that gut bacteria that, well, they started with the very, very gross system. They took people, well, it started, which they took mice, took some poo from skinny mice, gave the fat mice antibiotics to kill their gut bacteria, and mixed in some of the poo from the skinny mice into the mice's food. And when the fat mice ate that food, they became skinny mice. Now, of course, humans wouldn't do that. They made gel caps of poo from skinny people and gave it to fat people. And oh, okay, that worked, but the gross factor was so extreme. They had a hard time, so they ended up using enemas, which seemed to be as effective. All right, also a little bit gross and uncomfortable, but it'll work. Now, when they did these experiments many years ago, they found that it not only helped the guts of this fat people become skinny people, but people with Crohn's disease and people with allergies and people with even mental health disorders, it helped all along the road. Well, if we find the chemical imbalance that someone has and find somebody else who would normally have that same imbalance but has the right gut bacteria that counterbalances it, transfer the gut bacteria over, and we've got a more balanced person. We can do so much with poo therapy that it is truly amazing. But, well, you've got primarily the ick factor, but then also how to get it. The government regulation on doing anything in this area is so extreme, and the mad science of doing it is so simple. And you've got different ways of getting the poo samples you want. Now, I know someone who runs every day, runs miles every day. Skinny, healthy, appears to be mentally stable. You know, it's hard to determine on that. Doesn't have any allergies. Well, if I was inclined, I actually asked for a poo sample and I was declined. So maybe money would help. But go with, find your source and modify yourself or others. Make people healthier. I mean, it's an enormous, gratifying feeling when you've helped somebody. Many years ago, I read about pylori, a bacteria that causes ulcers. And right after, I mean, within weeks of me reading that article, I met somebody that had ulcers. And I told him about it. I said, it's not your nerves. It's not, you don't have to take these antidepressants. And, it's this bacteria that's doing it. And he had never heard of that. So he went to his doctor. Doctor gave him antibiotics to kill that particular bacteria. And it worked. And he was free of the ulcers he had suffered his entire life. And he thanked me. And it's very memorable experience. Well, I put out this information for you all to make your lives better. I like the options. And if you find somebody who runs a lot, is skinny, healthy, and is willing to give up a poo sample, then by all means, let me know. Because I've got other people that are willing to take the sample and make their lives better. Find a way, make your life better through my various podcasts. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.